This is a discharge summary dictation for patient Willie Raines, W-I-L-L-I-E-R-A-I-N-E-S. Date of birth is 5/24/1978. Date of accident 8/18/2022. Date of dictation is 6/9/2023. The report need to be sent to JC Auto Law at the following email. It's called claims, C-L-A-I-M-S, at jcautoaccidentlaw.com, claims at jcautoaccidentlaw.com. So I'll appreciate attention to Richard and John Chiatalas, Chiatalas. The discharge summary is as follows. Mr. Willie Raines was a victim of an automobile accident on 8/18/2022 at 12 noon, where he was hit on a rear-ending accident and also T-bone accident on the driver's side, while each car was trying to avoid the accident, leading to damage to the car as well as injury to the head when he jammed his head into the roof of the car, according to him, and neck whiplash, injury to the right thumb with symptoms of TBI, pain in the neck, mid-back and lower back to the tune of 9, with radiation to both arms, both legs, as well as severe pain in both shoulders, both hips, both hands and wrist and right knee began. Patient was initially seen on 8/26/2027. He was began on a conservative treatment with consisting of physical therapy 3 times a week, focusing on the entire spine, both the sacroiliac joints, the right wrist, right knee, and both shoulders. Medications were begin. The patient was found to have issues with the following. A neuropsych evaluation recommended. Is has a low average issues of the memory and auditory memory, visual memory, with the low range of reading and spelling, anxiety, depression, panic. He was found to have a PTSD, adjustment disorder, and pain disorder. He was recommended psychotherapy, which was provided to him. MRIs were ordered for his investigation. The right knee MRI showed a superior anterior cruciate ligament fibers attenuation, or just a sprain of the knee, but most likely it was related to a previous injury. In the right shoulder, there was a inflammation and tendinitis of supraspinatus and infraspinatus tendon with the biceps tendon tenosynovitis and AC joint osteoarthritis, for which patient was advised injection treatments. And physical therapy, the patient did not receive any injections. However, he continued his therapy. In the cervical spine, MRI, there was a broad-based disc herniation at the level of C5-6 and C6-7, as well as facet hypertrophy at C3-4, C4-5, C5, C6, C7, and T1. And the patient was advised injection treatment for cervical epidural times 3 to 4, and along with cervical traction and physical therapy and chiropractic treatment. In the lumbar region, lumbar spine, the MRI was showing a bulging disc at L4, L5, and L3, L4, and L5, S1, along with moderate ligamentum flavum hypertrophy and moderate bilateral neural foramen and narrowing. And due to the radiculopathy and pain, ongoing pain, patient was advised injection treatment for lumbar epidural steroid injections to the lumbar spine. He was also found to have a bilateral sacroiliac joint involvement, and patient was advised two injections for the sacroiliac joint also. However, the patient never came forward for those injection treatment. He chose to have a medications and physical therapy all along with chiropractic. He could not handle the chiropractic treatment also due to too much pain, and he stopped after a few episodes. So far, the patient has undergone nine months of physical therapy, and he has reported that he would like to be discharged from the care as he feels reasonably well and unable to cope up with the intensity of treatments and going around with all the providers. An MRI for the brain neuroquant study was ordered in April visit 418. However, it has not been done, and patient was advised about Onlux photobiomodulation, which I believe he received, and a laser treatment was discussed with him, as well as a spinal cord stimulation device. Currently, patient continues to suffer from anxiety, and he has been provided with Xanax off and on, with a referral to a psychiatrist, and also for a long-term treatment. The anxiety and PTSD can continue to stay for a year or two. He was also advised to have a social worker counseling, as well as to the neuropsych therapy sessions for a long-term resolution of the issues. The last visit of the patient has been on 4/18/2023. In this visit, patient reports that he still has some pain in the right shoulder and right knee to the tune of 4 or 5, and lower back pain has not even reported. His ADLs are borderline affected. He does report almost according to him, his relief is only minimal, although he has received a maximum amount of therapy, and he continues to have a headaches and difficulty sleeping, lack of focus, lack of concentration, anxiety, depression, and the symptoms of pain are there, but they are improved. I have recommended a functional analysis of Mr. Billy Raines by a physical therapist to identify further disabilities. He has never come forward for injection treatment or any surgical consultation for which we could have some further improved healing for him and improved functional aspect of his work. He works as an electrician, and we believe that he can lift up to 10 to 15 pounds and be able to work. Self-employed he is, and he's interested to go back to work. If he wants to file a disability, a functional analysis will be a good tool to identify his further deficits. He's able to walk reasonably well, and he doesn't appear to be in acute pain crisis. And I'm sorry, he was last seen on 6/1/2023. Fatima, you need to clear it up. And if you can make this summary a little bit more better, I'll appreciate if I missed somewhere in the dictation. On his last visit, patient was still placed on a 5-pound restriction, 5 hours per day for 6 days, and also to physical therapy 2 times a week for one last time. And then he requested to be discharged from the care, which he will be. Thank you. Kindly send this summary to me. If I find any problem, I'll let you know to vs7578@yahoo.com. And then I can even forward it to the attorney. If you can do it this week, I'll appreciate it. Thank you.